Camel Country 107.9. We are Maria and Chad.
Happy Friday. Thanks for tuning in to the Maria and Chad Show. Arizona State Fair opening up today. And we're going to be there, producer JP and I.
Heck yeah, I will be there early and late. So if you see a bald guy with a beard and a tuxedo t-shirt that is powder blue.
Powder blue with a little powdered sugar on it from something that you ate at the fair?
Heck yeah. I'm going to be eating all the things today. I want to put you on the radio. So if you say, hey, JP, you said something about putting me on the radio, interviewing me? Yes. Come find me.
So Billy Currington tonight, we'll see you at the Arizona State Fair. It is time now on the Maria and Chad Show for our Friday tradition. It's called Slow and Tell. What it is producer JP takes something from our show, makes it slower, so it sounds like we've been overserved. And what part of the show did you slow down this week?
It's about Walker Hayes and you, Chad. So Walker Hayes has a great song called Don't Let Her. Listen to it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great song because it's kind of an instruction manual for his wife. If something happened to him, his wife's next partner would know all the different quirks and the cute things about his wife.
And it's so sweet. So, Chad, you did your list, and it's very funny.
Yeah, I had my wife talk about all of my quirks. I don't know what part of this you took because it was one of the most embarrassing points of my week. But here we go. Maria and Chad's Slow and Tell.
He comes to bed with pickle breath. Don't expect home repairs.
True.
What else did she rip on me for? He will never wear a matching outfit with you unless it's Oktoberfest. Which that was the one time I compromised and dressed like my wife went to Oktoberfest.
Can I explain myself?
Yeah, you like lederhosen. It's fine.
My wife caught me at a weak moment. It was us celebrating our anniversary. So we saved up money. We went to Munich, Germany a few years ago. And the costumes, we had to do it. We had to dress like the locals, right? So we get there, we did the costume thing, and she's like, I got you. You finally dressed like me. And I didn't even realize she caught me in the trap. So I did do that, and I also go to bed with pickle breath.
He comes to bed with pickle breath.
I like pickles. Is there something wrong with that?
I mean, pickle breath every night if you're going to kiss your wife. What are you doing, drinking a pickle smoothie before bed, Chad?
At this point, my wife knows what to expect from me.
Fair.